Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is America's Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and join the program toll free 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
So I know we're all going to be waiting with bated breath to find out what President Biden is going to say in his national address to the country. You know, I don't know. I think he said everything he needed to say on Air Force One when he sort of talked about, you know, it was very difficult to understand what he had to say and so forth. But I'll tell you, maybe that's just going to turn out to be the better speech when all is said and done. Of course, we're trying to be a little bit lighthearted about it, but it's a very, very serious thing, obviously, that's going on in Israel right now. It's a very serious thing for the president to go over and to make an appearance there, and it's a very serious thing that some people think that somehow Israel is the aggressor, Israel needs to stop doing what it's doing, Israel really can't defend itself, Israel on and on and on and on as we hear it. Folks, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning as we continue to race across your radio dial in the overnights in America. And we're broadcasting, of course, on our flagship station, which is AM 860 The Answer there in Tampa, Florida, by way of Southern California, of course. And we're also broadcasting out to our great radio affiliates all across the country. We're up on the satellite with GCN Network. Good morning to everybody at GCN. And, of course, if you want to stream the program, head on over to GCNLive.com. That's GCNLive.com. You can find the live streams there. If you go to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com, you'll also find a link to GCN there as well. And, of course, we want to let you know that, you know, if you're working across the country this morning, if you're driving, if you're delivering, if you're traveling, if you're working, if you're in law enforcement, if you're in first responder, we want to say a special good morning and shout out to you as you keep America moving. And again, if you go to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com, you can click on Send Kyle a Direct Message. We'll get the message here. We can comment on it during the program. All right. Well, joining us this hour, of course, we've got another than good friend Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, the Denise Simon on Facebook. Denise, welcome back once again.
Hey, thank you.
All right. Well, as I mentioned, it looks like Joe Biden's going to give an address to the nation. What do you expect he will say? I mean, there's going to be certain points that he'll hit for sure, but what is he going to accomplish with this?
I'm not entirely sure, but I think what's most interesting is that he is speaking from the Oval Office. He's never done that I know of. Has he?
I'm not sure. Well, no, because haven't they also had, he might have, we could check it out, but typically they were at that little TV studio across the way.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I find this to be a little fascinating that they have structured this, that he is speaking from the Oval Office. Something is kind of weird with this one.
Well, and when you say that, because we've been talking for the last couple of days about how this is a very strange sort of situation, there's certainly a different feel about it, and you had said the phrase, and I think it's really important to reiterate it, and that is, do they know something we don't know? We're moving a lot of force into that part of the world right now.
Well, we have just dispatched yet another ship coming out of Italy, the USS Whitney. And the Whitney is the most advanced command and control ship that we have.
Interesting.
Now, command and control, yeah. That tells me, once again, that it is one that will you know, have a lot of connective tissue with what's going on the ground. So, before we went to break, I posed the question that why hasn't Biden picked up the phone and called Najib Makita, who is the, I think he's the prime minister, I think that's his title, of Lebanon. They don't have a president, or they have a president, not a prime minister. But anyway, they really have not had a functioning government for several years. And this cat, by the way, is the wealthiest man in Lebanon. He's worth $2 or $3 billion. Mm-hmm. And he was, I think if anybody remembers the Pandora Papers, you know, where there was a journalist, that did the investigation on corrupt leaders. Well, he's listed in there often.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I bring this up is because of the second front that Israel is going to have to face. We don't know how many rockets/missiles that Hezbollah has in Lebanon, but we have seen errant interactions between Hezbollah and the Israeli Defense Force since this whole thing started. Now, someone's got to ask, why have any world leaders, including our own, allowed Hezbollah to have any missiles/rockets to start with? And,
right.
You know, where, and I would argue that Hezbollah has probably had a lot of interaction with the Quds Force, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps. So it could be that we have pretty much settled on the fact that Israel, you take care of the Gaza side, and the United States will take care of the Lebanon side. That looks like what it's boiling down to me. I could be very wrong.
Well, but it's an informed and educated opinion here, because my question to you was going to be, we move all this force into the area, is it to deal just with Hamas in Gaza? Yeah, I'm not sure about that. It doesn't seem like that's what it would be.
Well, Hamas is not the only terror group operating in Gaza.
Right.
Not by a long stretch. You've got the Palestinian Islamic Jihad, which is the one that lobbed the failed rocket into the parking lot of the hospital.
That's right. Well, Denise Simon, stay right there. We're coming right back, everybody. More with Denise Simon. FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere.
Third Watch.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
That is right. We just want to celebrate everybody. We've got a great morning going on here on the program, and we've got a great guest. We've got great things to talk about, and we have you, the listeners. We really appreciate it. James in Clearwater sent us a direct message here. We're going to get to that here in just a little bit. We appreciate that very much, James. And, folks, don't forget you can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com, and you can click on the Send Kyle a Direct Message, and we'll get that message. We can talk about it here on the program. All right. Well, once again, without further ado, let's get right back with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Hello again, Denise.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning, indeed. Well, and there's lots more to talk about, of course. The amount of force that you were talking about that's being headed over to the Middle East and gathered there, I think it's a very interesting notion that the idea of Lebanon, Hezbollah coming across the northern border, that would open a second front. This is an ominous thing to talk about. It's an ominous thing to ask, right? And that is, would you envision having boots on the ground, actual American military combat soldiers repelling Hezbollah? Do you think that's what's in the offing?
No.
Good. Well, I'm glad about that. That's only because this is a road that once we start going down, nobody knows where exactly it leads, other than to possible real disaster.
Well, we would have boots on the ground in a non-combat situation. Now, remember, we had the 2000 and then possibly another 2000 after that. But they're not in non-combat. More in connective tissue. So, we don't need to have combat boots on the ground, and Israel doesn't want them. They don't want our forces. They've never wanted our forces. We are always embedded with the Israeli Defense Force and their special operators. but not in a combat role.
Well, now, of course, Israel does, in fact, have, obviously, they have nuclear weapons. At what point, we're so far away from that at this juncture, obviously, but at what point Israel says, you know, we're not losing, you know, this conflict. We're not going to, and because you see, it seems like the Arab world is starting to line up against Israel again. It's isolating them again. It's threatening them again. And Israel at some point says, no, we're not going to go down the way you think that we are.
Correct. They're not going to. I mean, they don't have a choice. Which is the reason that Israel operates the way it does. I mean, 300,000 forces, first of all, at least. I think that they can get necessarily even more. But they have some amazing technologies and abilities, and I believe that they are using some of those actually right now. Now, we keep wondering how come there hasn't been some kind of a ground operation where Israel actually goes into, on foot, into Gaza with dealing with those tunnels. I think what they are necessarily doing is looking at using things like LIDAR or other technologies that Israel has created to see what those tunnels are about, where they are, and to do heat-seeking technologies to see where there could be people. Now, they cut off the power, remember, so in those tunnels, you can't, one, see. There's no lighting unless there's generators that are being used. But then there's no breathing. There's no air quality in them either unless they're using generators. So
right, and you know, they've flooded these tunnels in the past, as I recall.
Egypt has.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you could have hostages down there, though. That's the problem.
They very well could. And they could be working with Egyptians on what they have learned in the past. I mean, you know, Israel is going to go at this very cautiously. And the reason they need to do this is because they don't want to escalate any kind of anger with any more than they already have with these Arab leaders and the, you know, Arab countries in the region. Because remember, when all this is over, they still have to live in that neighborhood.
Right. Right. But there just seems as though, you know, this is obviously an historic event that has occurred. We'll look back on this 20 years from now as a major thing. And, of course, we don't know what the world will look like. But it just seems that with Iran giving its blessing on this and the magnitude of the operation that Hamas started, it just seems like this is perhaps unlike anything that we've seen in a very, very long time, but how do you go back to normal? I think what you're just saying there is it's really important.
Well, interestingly enough, the Biden administration through Treasury put some more sanctions on Iran here in the last couple of days. I guess I would have to argue, why now? I mean, why hasn't every single sanction that we could possibly put on any Iranian entities have already been placed there? Oh, wait a minute. The ones that we already had were not being enforced. And we keep hearing the Biden administration, all kinds of them, talk about accountable. We will hold them accountable. What does hold accountable mean? Do you arrest them? Do you kill them? Do you sanction them? Do you, you know, do you put them in black sites like we did after 9/11? I mean, what is it that we're doing? Do you bomb something? You know, what does accountable mean? Would somebody please explain that one to me? Because I have no idea.
it's the kind of word, well, it's the kind of word that you use when you kind of want to not talk about it anymore, and it's like, well, we're going to hold them accountable. Okay, well, good enough for me. They're holding them accountable.
Yeah, Skippy, move on. Yeah, exactly.
Well, exactly right. And obviously, you know, it just seems like the administration here has to walk a tightrope that they don't offend not only just some of the Arab leaders in the Arab world, but also activists and sympathizers somehow here in the United States. Although, if you're somehow a Hamas sympathizer, I sort of question, you know, where you're going with all this, you know.
Well, and that's right. And it doesn't begin and end with Hamas as being a sympathizer. Because, again, you've got the Palestinian Authority, essentially the PLO. You've got the Palestinian Islamic Jihad. But you've also got one that's called the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine, the PFLP, which is a terrorist group. And where are they actually based? The West Bank. Then you've got Fatah. So, you know, eliminating Hamas isn't the beginning and the end of the problem.
Well, exactly, because something else will just take its place. It's hard to kill an idea, but it's, in this case, it's terrible ideas, evil ideas, but that's inculcated now into the culture. I mean, it's actually taught somehow to hate the Israelis, hate the Jews, and America's the great Satan, and so on. It's not funny. It's incredibly serious because you get true believers who will do anything.
Homeland. You know, they say follow the money. So with the Rashida Tlaibs, the squad types, and those that are sympathizers here in the United States, as we certainly saw yesterday in the big, huge demonstration that was going on in the Capitol, which, by the way, was a Soros-backed group. I would say that Treasury, not that we're going to have anybody over there in Treasury take any of this seriously, but maybe FBI. Oh, wait, can we take them seriously? Would start looking at some serious things and begin to pull visas and or deport some of these people, because I would argue there are probably tens of thousands that are here illegally or beyond their visa. Even if they have a valid visa, you can cancel the visa according to our laws, plural. You know, we need to start looking also, too, at our homeland and see what kind of threats we have. And I would argue they're probably voluminous threats.
Indeed. Indeed, they are. All right, Denise, can you hold on for a third segment?
Sure.
All right, sounds great. Denise Simon, everybody, will be right back with us. We're going to go to the bottom of the hour break. We're going to pay a couple of bills. You'll hear a couple of special messages. And when we come back, we're going to ask Denise Simon about what's going on with the speakership. We've got a great listener question as well. So we want you to hang in there. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
U.S. USA News Update. President Biden has stated that it appears a Palestinian terrorist group is responsible for the explosion at a Gaza hospital that resulted in hundreds of casualties. Speaking in Tel Aviv earlier today, Biden emphasized that the U.S. stands unequivocally for the protection of all civilian lives during conflicts.
Israel must again be a safe place for the Jewish people. And I promise you, we're going to do everything in our power to make sure there will be.
On Wednesday, a large group of anti-Israel protesters occupied the U.S. Capitol's rotunda in Washington, D.C., protesters demanding and calling for a ceasefire in Gaza as they chanted while holding banners and signs, "Jews, ceasefire now." Joran Vandersloot confessed to killing Natalie Holloway back in 2005 when she was visiting Aruba, Natalie's mother.
After 18 years, Natalie's case is solved.
Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We are back. We are racing across your radio dial in the overnights all across America. Glad to be with you. Kyle Warren with you here on the program. We're going to be talking with Denise Simon again here in just a few moments. I'd like to tell you all about, though, I'd like to tell you all about Concerned Veterans for America. That's CV4A.org. That's their website, Concerned Veterans for America. And, in fact, about an hour from now, in hour number four, we're going to be talking with Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America. And you want to go over to their website, check out what they do for our vets. They do a lot of great things for our veterans who served our country with so much distinction and so much sacrifice, and they really do help them out. All kinds of great programs, but also, and one of the things we'll be asking Jimmy about is how they try to influence policy moving forward for our fighting forces, our fighting men and women, into what could now be another conflict that could eventually be upon us, just as it was for over 20 years in Afghanistan. So they do a lot of great things. Head on over there, CV4A.org, and check them out. All right, well, right back to Denise Simon, our good friend from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And Denise, it actually kind of brings up a question, again, you know, where this conflict leads and whether or not our forces will somehow be caught up in it. You know, we were talking earlier, hopefully not, but something could happen tomorrow.
Well, I would say that, you know, we have a problem throughout the ranks of our military. And that problem, problems, plural, is not only the whole woke agenda, but it is a recruiting problem. And, you know, we do a lot of training and so forth, and I'm glad for all of that, but it's kind of like, now what do we do with it? So we may not need the volume of those in military uniform because, you know, technology, artificial intelligence has replaced a lot of human resources. And that's fine. I'm good with that. And it's about time, to be honest with you.
Right.
But, you know, here we are. What are we doing with these technologies? And, you know, as I mentioned, we're sending USS Whitney there into theater from Italy. And that is, I'm told, one of the more advanced communications ships that we have. So good for that. Meanwhile, since we don't really have a functioning House of Representatives, we're going to have to rely on the Senate for intelligence briefings and communications on what from the Senate Armed Services Committee or the Senate Intelligence Committee on, you know, what is happening, and to get a pulse pretty much by the hour of where we are, not just with Ukraine and Israel, but as we saw yesterday, we now have demonstrations in Turkey and in Lebanon. I think we all pretty much lost our embassy operations in Beirut, although that was probably, there's some dispute there. But they put out a travel advisory for Americans not to travel to Lebanon.
That's right.
And with these demonstrations that are going on, I don't think they're going to go away. And as they go on across the globe, they're festering certainly here at home.
Indeed.
So what does that do? That raises our security level, and I think that we should probably go to a threat assessment model again, because, you know, Border Patrol has listed those that have come across the southern border just in the last week. I think there were four Iranians and Syrians, a couple from Lebanon. So, are we allowing the growth of sleeper cells? Are we setting ourselves up for some doom here?
And no kidding.
I would argue that the Senate needs to hold some hearings since we can't seem to have a functioning House.
Well, you know, but you mentioned about the threat level. I don't know that the administration would do that anytime soon, only because it would imply that America could be unsafe. Exactly.
Well,
yeah.
And if the president's not going to do it, if the administration is not going to do it, then you can go to lawmakers and have them force the hand.
Right.
Put it out there. You know, you can have senators that send press releases to media and say that this is what, you know, these are the things that we demand, these are the things that we're talking about in committees and so forth and so on, which, you know, puts a shot across the bow, not to be hyperbolic, and no pun intended,
right,
of this administration. So we don't feel safe here. At least, you know, there are parts of this country that should not feel safe, and I would say that New York is one of them, Chicago is one of them, Oakland's another one, Miami, Atlanta, I mean, Philadelphia, New Jersey, we can go on and on and on.
Indeed.
It's not a good place.
Well, you know, Denise, I want to get a couple of questions in here. We had James in Clearwater. He went and sent us a direct message. A couple of different questions here, and I think you might have kind of covered the first one, but he was talking about there's a lot of ordnance being dropped right now in Gaza. It's making some serious shockwaves. He says, why not take advantage of that? them, those shockwaves, by dropping drone seismic sensors that can triangulate the waves and find the tunnels. That's number one. And then number two is a question about the house, the non-functioning house. Basically saying, he says, remember Bush's Read My Lips pledge when Hastert ran on getting the job done rather than continuing resolutions? My first thought was, okay, let's get someone who won't kick the can down the road. He goes on to say, however, the situation is, okay, you just caught the car. Okay, dog, you caught the car. Now what are you going to do? And he's talking about, why can't the Republicans just get done what they ran on doing?
Well, on the first question, I think that's precisely what Israel is doing. There are drones flying all over Gaza. And I would argue that there's some interesting technologies in those drones. So, and it was a drone, by the way, that picked up the communications on who really did bomb the parking lot of the hospital in Gaza City. On the second question, not all Republicans are the same. And I think that we necessarily need to understand it. You've got a lot that are hardliners, those that are members of the Freedom Caucus. But a Republican coming out of, say, New Jersey is not going to be the same kind of Republican that's coming out of Texas. And, you know, they all don't run on the same thing. But they're all facing the same issue, but they all have different approaches. You know, they are supposed to be working in cadence with what their constituents want. And I would argue some of them are not doing that. Some of them have made this thing very personal with getting a speaker. So therein lies the issue. You know, I can't tell you how disappointed I am in Ken Buck. I really thought that, you know, he was one of the good guys, but somehow not so much. And, it, you know, that necessarily holds true with Liz Cheney. I think Liz Cheney early on in her political career was toeing the line. And then, you know, she flipped the script on us and went after Trump and the J6 thing and all of that. Adam Kinzinger was much the same, too. So, again, not all Republicans are the same. And therein lies, and they're independent thinkers. You know, Nancy Pelosi carried a big stick, and she used it. And so every single Democrat is absolutely in line. Well, the Republicans don't work that way. And I guess the question is, should they? Well, I think in some cases they've necessarily tried, and some of these Republican lawmakers have pushed back hard. In some cases, it's gotten personal. You know, some are all about Steve Scalise. Some are all about McCarthy. Some are all about Lee Zeldin, some were about Hemmer. I mean, so it's all over the place, and I think that's the reason that we are in a situation that we're in. The way that, let's say, parts of Pennsylvania operate with Republicans is not the same as the way it happens in Florida.
Indeed. Well, Denise Simon, thanks again so much. It's really been, you know, this has been a great conversation this morning. We're looking forward to talking with you again tomorrow, so take care.
All right, and my dog Rio says hello to everybody.
All right. Well, that's very cool. Everybody loves puppies, and so do we. All right, folks, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Stay right there. We're right back.
Listen to Kyle Warren.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Not 24 hours ago, we were talking with our good friend Chris Markowski, who's going to be with us here in just a moment, the watchdog on Wall Street, talking about generating nuclear power so that we have enough electricity. And, of course, we mentioned just a little while ago, the Biden administration says they want to announce a $3.5 billion to try to strengthen the electrical grid out there. Folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. And don't forget, you can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you want to send us a direct message this morning. And we welcome you back to the program as, of course, we race across your radio dial through the overnight hours all across America. Well, without further ado, let's bring in our good friend Chris Markowski. He is the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website. Good morning, Chris.
Morning.
All right. Well, you heard just a moment ago there. Yeah, we were talking about nuclear power, and now it looks like Jennifer Granholm says, guess what? The grid, as it currently sits, is just not equipped to handle all the new demand. But, Chris, if they don't want to actually do actual power generation, what are they going to do to the electrical grid so everybody has their electric car? It doesn't make any sense yet.
Well, again, let's put the cart before the horse type of situation. And that's where we're at today. And, we've actually even talked about this in terms the actual, minerals and things that are needed to actually produce the batteries for all of these green dreams and electric cars, and we haven't even sourced that yet. I mean, if I want to, open a bakery, I want to bake a cake, I better make sure, make cakes and cookies, I better make sure that I have access to everything that's involved, the flour, the sugar, and everything that's involved with baking a cake and cookies if I want to open up a bakery. And, this is the reality. We don't have that put into place. And, again, you ever think, just for 2 seconds, take a couple steps back and think about the logistical challenges of electric vehicles in certain urban areas? I mean, I think of New York City. All the cars that are in New York City, all the garages, if you actually think about it, that are in New York City where they park cars, and they'd be underground or above ground in these garages or even on the street. So you're telling me that you're going to have to rewire all of these garages and what, every parking meter everywhere there so you could charge the cars at night? I mean, does that not seem like an absolute logistical nightmare? I mean, it's almost like you'd have to tear down the entire city to lay the wires and to make this all work. It doesn't really make much sense to do it in certain places, in certain areas. Like I said, it's a niche type of a vehicle. But when it comes to nuclear power, to me, it's always been a no-brainer. I actually recommend people to watch. It came out, several months ago. It was actually an Oliver Stone documentary on nuclear power. And, what's coming down the pike. Hey, listen, France almost runs its entire electrical grid on it. China's built in tons of these things. We should get with the program and get this done.
Indeed, indeed. Well, and you mentioned about a bakery. I guess if it's a government bakery, they don't have to get all the stuff in order, I guess. It's like you said, cart before the horse. Well, Chris, also, we understand that today on Thursday, the Fed Chair Powell is going to give a speech. Is there going to be breaking news in this speech? Is it going to be a big revelation, or what do you think?
Well, I'm sorry, what's the revelation?
Oh, I said, is there going to be a revelation, do you think? Is he just going to come out and say, well, we still got high interest rates, well, we still got inflation, and, well, we think we can do something about it, so hang in there, something like that?
I think that the bond market itself is kind of taking care of the interest rates. We're getting, close to 10%. Almost getting close to 5% on the 10-year at this point in time. And, just mortgage rates hit 8% yesterday. So, again, things have gotten a little bit, out of the Fed's control. And you're now starting to see various members of the Fed that they're going to have to, in essence, hold steady based upon, where they're at this point in time. I really don't think that there's much else that they can do. They're almost behind the eight ball. So the bond market is doing their work for them.
Indeed, indeed. Well, and of course, people watch these things, and there's a real perception out there, though, about these interest rates. There's a perception about inflation, and once again, I just think that we're going to see people just, like, for example, coming into Christmas time, they're not going to spend so much as they once did, I think.
I think it goes in waves. I people have been spending lately. They've been spending a lot more on experiences rather than stuff. Retail has kept up to some degree, but I think also a lot of that has to do with just the fact that prices have gotten much higher. We've seen adjustments in regards to various big box stores, and some of the executives said that, people are, trading down to some degree and changing the types of things that they buy, and that's a natural adjustment. As far as this holiday season is concerned, hiring is not going to be as high as it normally is. Again, might be the way people purchase and buy things to some degree might play a part in that as well. But, I definitely think that, there's no doubt that the consumer is getting, a little bit long in the tooth when it comes to spending. You can see it with the credit card numbers.
Indeed. We understand, too, Rolls-Royce is cutting up to about 2,500 jobs. They say it's going to make things more efficient. But is there going to be a much larger job cut across the board in the auto industry, you know, coming down the pike, no matter what happens with the UAW strike, because there's not enough people, or they don't need so many people to make these electric cars, and the whole system seems to be upended at that point?
Yeah. I mean, they're going to have to. I mean, that's part of the debate that's taken place with this UAW strike. Okay, you get the UAW, which has been a long time contributor. That's all they do. They don't give money to Republicans. They give money to Democrats and get Democrats elected, who are pushing all of these electric vehicles, which in essence is, you know, it's not market forces. It's government forces. It's going to put people out of work, and the UAW wants all of these workers to stay on. And this is going back to the rubber room days back, prior, which, you know, put the automakers into trouble, back when we started seeing some modernization in plants going back to the 80s and 90s. They can't do that. I mean, we're going to bail out the automakers again? I didn't like it the first time. And I don't want to seem, you know what I mean? Frankly, I could give a damn if General Motors or Ford go out of business. I really don't care. Something else will take their place. Something better, something that can be profitable. I mean, that's the reality of the situation. And I think that they're recognizing that America's not going to want to bail them out again. And this is why the strike is going on for so long. They have to become profitable. And if you're going to be making these electric vehicles and you don't need as many workers, what are you going to do with them? You're going to put them again in another rubber room and pay them? It's just, you know, it's how the world turns. The economy changes. You know, the reason why we don't have so many blacksmith shops anymore.
Right, no kidding. That's right. Well, I guess some of these workers will just, I guess the Democrats might just simply say they just need to learn to code. They could do websites or something. Right. And then just lastly, Chris, here in the time we have left, a U.S. appeals court, has upheld NASDAQ's board diversity rule. They upheld that on Wednesday, talking about they have to have a particular makeup of their board. Is that the way the business is going these days, or is that good or bad, or what do you think?
Oh, it's horrible. I'm not going to listen. I happen to strongly agree with Martin Luther King, where I'm judging people based upon the content of their character, not the color of their skin or
indeed,
who they want to speak with or anything like that. When I do hiring at my company, it's just that simple. You do not need to go checking boxes when it comes to positions. That's a surefire way of running a real crappy business.
Well, and again, it gets into these mandates and so forth. And then what does it mean to be, successful or the best or desired to be in a company because of your abilities? I'm so glad you mentioned Dr. King, because we've lost that so much, you know, over the last 50 some odd years. This is really something in our country, isn't it?
Well, yeah. I don't subscribe to it, and again, it's a joke. It really is, and everybody knows it's a joke. And who wants to be hired based upon the fact that they were born a certain color or, you know, whatever it may be? I mean, to me, that's the ultimate insult. You know, if I'm going to be hired for a position, I want to be hired for a position because I'm the best.
Exactly.
And I did better than anybody else. I mean, it should be merit. It shouldn't be anything else.
Indeed. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com is the website, and you can hear him on AM 860 The Answer and AM 930 as well on Saturdays and Sundays. Chris, we will see you tomorrow. Take care.
You got it. Have a good one.
You too. All right, Chris Markowski, everybody. Watchdog on Wall Street, and we're going to be right back after your top of the hour news. We're going to be talking with Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, U.S. Army retired. Lots more to talk about. Stay right there.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.